every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Sorry for being a time hog, everyone. Chelsea Johnson is going to have to wait for another week, so you'll have to wait with bated breath for that another time.
So he could fall. Okay, that right there is Stars. I'm never sure if I should say the Stars, or just Stars. I've heard a lot of DJs just say Stars. That sounds odd. I think it's the Stars. But, you know, debate that amongst yourselves. That was Stars with their song A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife off their new album, Sad Robots. Actually, it's not an album. It's an EP. And I do believe an EP constitutes anything less than, I used to know this. How come? I think it's less than 9 songs, something like that. Maybe it's less than 8 songs. Anyways, my name is Anita B. This right here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station is CITR. And on the dial, it's 101.9 FM. And the location is Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So there you go. That's a new album from Stars. They are out of Montreal. And yeah, I like that song a lot. And generally speaking, I like my music a little bit more, edgy, if you will. But that's just so mellow and beautiful. And yeah, so speaking of edgy and more, less mellow, we are going to move on and listen to a band from the late 70s. I am talking about the Dishrags. They are originally from Victoria and made their mark in Vancouver in the late 70s, like 78, 79, around then. And this compilation, if you've listened to my show before, gets played a lot. It's you have to have it if you like Canadian music. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. It was put out back in 91 by Zulu Records. You hear me talking about Canadian music. I should tell you, this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is a Canadian music show. And I'm here from 6:30 until 8 with you all. Okay, so the Dishrags. The song we're going to hear is called I Don't Love You. And, yeah, so there's no coded messages to anybody. I love everybody right now. I'm in a good mood, so that's a good thing. And I'm quite busy, of course, as I always am, but it's all working itself out, right? I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm not sick. I made it here on time. I had dinner. You know, what else can you ask for, right? Okay, so this is the Dishrags with I Don't Love You on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. Miss Lefebvre, it's me, baby Fritz, and I love you.
That right there was Mao. Mao, Mao, Mao. M-A-O-W. Apparently, they used to be Meow. And there was a band, I want to say from New York or something, in the mid-90s, early-ish 90s, whatever, with a band Meow, named Meow. And I guess Mao gave it up to them, so they changed it to Mao. The sound that we heard from Mao off of their album called The Unforgiving Sounds Of was Ms. Lefebvre. And before Mao, so they're a three-piece girl band out of Vancouver, which Nico Case was a part of. And actually three American girls, all three of them were from the States, but living in Vancouver. And then before that, we heard Cub, and that's ironic because Cub were three Canadian girls living in Vancouver who now live in the States, except for maybe one of them. So, but anyways, Cub, the three-piece band out of Vancouver, released the album Box of Hair back in 96, I do believe, 96. And we heard the song Main and Broadway. And both bands, by the way, are Mint Records bands, so Mint bands. And then before that, we heard another three-piece band, the Dish Rags. Look at that. I'm so pretty good with my themes here. Three songs from three three-piece girl bands. Well, yeah. The Dish Rags with the song I Don't Love You from a compilation that I have called Last Call on Zulu Records. If it's like a double comp of many, many songs. Anyways, it features the Vancouver independent scene from 77 to 88. Okay. My name is Anita B. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I think we're going to listen to some Hexes and O's. Hexes and O's. This is a band who, I'm positive, are from, I don't know. Yeah, when I say I'm positive and then I go, I don't know. I don't know, actually. I know they're from Canada. I was thinking they're from Vancouver, but I'm going to Wikipedia them. So hopefully they're big enough to be Wikipedia'd. But, they have been at the top of the CITR charts for a while, so I'm sure they're worthy of a Wikipedia listing. Anyways, the album I have in my hands is called Hexes and O's. And No, the band is called Hexes and O's. The song is Bedroom Madness. All right, sounds sexy. So Bedroom Madness, and let's hear song number 7. This one is called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's called You're a Hologram. Okay, I think I told you this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I don't know. We play Canadian music. We, meaning myself, me, myself, and I, Anita B. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I've got it figured out. It takes me by surprise. The off-color haze of your body and your name. You make it look so easy. I just don't know what to say. Thank you. dressed up in a shirt and tie. It's the way that I was bound to mess up, fess up every secret that we have. If it's really just a game, then why am I ashamed? If it's all the same to you, just forget you know my name.
This is a song that has a ghost in it. So do you guys watch Paranormal State? Do you ever watch that show? Have you ever watched it? Oh my God, I love it. But I try not to watch it when I'm alone because I do believe in that crap. Like, I'm a total coast to coast slash conspiracy theorist. So I think that this CD number two is haunted. Let's get Paranormal State. So Val, let me tell you. Val's in the house, by the way. So we're talking, me, myself, and I, to Val, whose show's coming up next. I always check my list. Of course it's called Folk Oasis. So 8 p.m., so 8 to 10, Val is here, your lovely host, Val Cormier. Anyway, so she's here, and I'm going to now interrupt that song, which was skipping, and I was having problems with the CD player, to tell you about Paranormal State. Oh my God. It's on A&E. So the show is on A&E, Arts and Entertainment, Channel 31, if you have cable. And I don't know. It's on like once or twice a week, whatever. And basically it features this team from the University of Pennsylvania of researchers. Like, they're real bona fide researchers from the what's the study called? Parapsychology or paranormal parapsychology, whatever. Yeah, there's actually a real study, and these people are university sponsored people, and they go and they track down, like, usually hauntings, generally speaking. Yeah, so hauntings, and they will do it in a semi mostly professional seeming manner, kind of scientific. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, doctored up or whatever you want to call it for TV to make it entertaining, but whoo, it's scary. Oh, yeah. The other day I was watching one, and I swear it was the same piece of property. By the way, you're listening to CITR. This is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. But I was watching one on, and we're talking about Paranormal State. And it was, they went to a field, somebody's property, and it was in Washington State, near, not Mount Rainier, but one of the sort of middle mountains. It's a pretty big one, Mount Hood, possibly. And it's about, and this piece of land had experienced tons of UFO sightings, right? And apparently if you're on this piece of land, you can constantly see UFOs as well as creatures, like hairy creatures running through the woods and stuff. Oh my God, it was, and I swear, on coast to coast. Yeah, Sam's, hello, this is a Sam Squanch. So, which is my show, it's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And And on the show, they pointed the cameras up to the sky, and you saw, they showed these little crafts, UFO, it's an unidentified flying object. That's the true definition. And they sent like one team of the girls, they sent them into the woods, and they saw like this, like something in the water swishing around. And I was scared crapless, and they were scared. They're like, ah, and, so there's sightings of, and so this property just has so much weird, strange activity going on it. And I swear I was listening to Coast to Coast one night, and I think it was the same property, the same guy they had interviewed. And, you know, when there's so many coincidences, if you want to call it that, over and over and over the reportings, I think, you know, there's got to be something. When there's smoke, there's fire. Oh, you're saying no, my fellow Virgo. What do you think, Val? You're a skeptic.
I'm all that could be, could not.
So you're kind of like an agnostic individual when it comes to the paranormal.
Give me some more proof.
Right. I see what you're saying. And, you know, I hear you.
I believe there could well be.
Right. But you're not like an atheist when it comes to like this kind of thing. No. I'm talking in religious terms, of course. Yeah. And, you know. Well, there you go. So.
I want to see the show now.
Oh, it's good. And it's creepy, though. Like, if you're home alone, like. Which, well, I sometimes can be, like, if my husband's away. And by the way, folks, yes, I'm married, so I'm taken, because, you know, all those stalkers out there, I'm joking. All the people that, you know, trail me from the station here. Like, come on, somebody follow me. No, I'm joking. God, that was embarrassing. Okay, so, right. Oh, yeah, so at nighttime, and there's, like, been episodes where they're in somebody's house, like, for example, in, like, West Virginia, and it's always the creepiest house, and like, they have, like, the guy that records the sounds, and then there's a name for the EVPs, electronic voice. Like, there's actually like people that study and do these things, and you hear things, and then there's banging, and I'm like, oh, and then I have to go to bed, and then I'm just like laying in bed, and I'm like, and then I usually, you know, torture myself by listening to Coast to Coast, where they talk about more paranormal stuff and ghosts and or aliens or shadow people. Those are the creepiest. Oh, and then there's something called skinwalkers. You gotta listen to Coast to Coast. You gotta listen to Coast to Coast. Oh my God, it's awesome. So anyway, speaking of that, I should probably stop.
You track in there,
yeah, I've got all these CDs around. That, yeah, so the reason I'm talking is because that last attempt at music, which was the Inbreds, was cut short because of the ghost. Okay, yeah. Now, how about some music? Would that be nice? What do you think, Val? Safety Show. This is a band out of Vancouver. Here we go. The Safety Show. They are members of other bands out of Vancouver who are now defunct. So the Safety Show takes over that spot in their lives, I guess. We got Sean Bristow, Katie Lappy, Shane Phillipson, and Joe, the drummer from Closed Caption Radio. And the other bands represented here are Operation Makeout, Kedo, as well as the Robosexuals. And there's a guy named Al. I don't know what band he was in, but sorry, Al, if you were a famous musician. Okay, so this is Safety Show. The album's called Blackwater, and let's listen to song number one. That sounds like fun. Okay, here we go. This is
CD1.
Is it in CD1?
Yeah, it is.
I'm having problems here. This is the Safety Show. You're listening to CITR. I'm an E to B, by the way. And this is 101.9 FM Vancouver.
There you go.
The tide is swiftly turning, and I have ships to bring in. This ship is slowly sinking. The darkest water seeps in.
To the wind, to the wind,
turning.
We cast ourselves away, but where we go, nobody knows.
Take us away. I will have plenty of weapons to grace my back.
originally from Guelph. That is the Constantines. On Three Gut Records, that album was released in 03. The album is Shine a Light. We heard the song Young Lions. Before that, we heard something old and wonderful from Sloan. It's actually an Eric Strip cover, and it's on a compilation called DGC Rarities Volume 1, and it's Stove / Smother, and yeah. Before that, we heard something from a Vancouver band, Safety Show, with their song Ship of Sorrows from their new album and very good album, Blackwater. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played for a good hour and a half. I'm here until 8. Alrighty. So coming up next, we have more Canadian music. I just came back from the record library. I made the little trek down there. And we are going to hear some stuff that, well, just by telling you I've been to the record library tells you that this stuff is a little older. Not necessarily super old, but old enough, generally older than 6 months. And up to God knows how long. Okay. So the first thing we're going to listen to is one, not my favorite, but well, it's up there. They're up there as being one of my favorite Canadian bands. And that is Wolf Parade. I almost said Wolf Arcade. No, Wolf Parade. And they're a band out of Montreal. And the album I'm going to play something off of is Apologies to the Queen Mary. Aha, Apologies to the Queen Mary. It's a Sub Pop release, and while all the songs are good, I'm going to play the song that I always play. Well, You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son is a good one. Maybe I'll play both. Yeah, we'll listen to that. Okay, so first I'll play You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son because it's such a good song. And then I'll move on to Shine a Light off of this album. They're all such good songs. So that's the deal. And what else can I tell you? Except I hope you're having a nice evening. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Wolf Parade, Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Hey, dog, I'm hungry. We got no meat or dairy products in our fridge, dog, and I'm hungry. What are we going to do? Delicious vegan recipes baked fresh every week with your favorite bands on Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. It's the finest radio baking program available. Tune in and bake along. You won't be disappointed. Hey, dog, are you hearing this? This is a really good idea, dog.
Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR in Vancouver.
Let's get baked with Matt and Dave. Eat some good food, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
All right, that right there was Jail from 1996. The album is So Wound, and that is a Sub Pop record. We heard the song Superstar. It's one of those songs at the end that have a lot of minutes devoted to the track, and then it just kind of like one song ends, and then you're like, ooh, what's going on here? Being the DJ, and you get dead air. But something else does pop up, so it's kind of like two songs in one. So that's the deal with that. All right, Jail, of course, being Jennifer Allison, Laura, and Eve, except in this incarnation toward the end of them, it was more like, let's see, Jennifer, Laura, Eve, and Mike Belitsky on drums. That's right. All right, so they were from Halifax, in case you're curious. Before that, a band out of, I think, Guelph. I'm sure they're from Guelph. They're called the D'Urbervilles. It was an EP that we heard. And it's kind of like a home job, at least the thing that we have here at the station. It's pretty cool. It's just like kind of homemade, the case. It's a 5-song EP, and we heard the song Shout It Out. And it was released back in, I'm thinking a couple of years ago, maybe two or three. Yeah, that's the D'Urbervilles. And then we heard two from Wolf Parade. We heard Shine a Light. And the first one was You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son. And they're both from the Apologies to the Queen Mary album, released back in 05 on Sub Pop. I can't believe it's 19. No, it's not even 19. See, this is how much I can't believe. It's 2009. 2009. What's up with that? Like, where did all that year, where did all those years go? Maybe I was abducted by an alien and I was held captive maybe for 8 years. I think I shouldn't be the age I am. I think I should be 8 years younger. I think so. I think somewhere along the line I got ripped off. I don't know what happened, but I mean, one more year to the Olympics. Actually, it's a little bit less. And when I think about the Olympics, I just kind of go, okay, well, the Olympics are coming, good for us, and it's kind of exciting, and, you know, I'm a proud Vancouverite. But really, what happened like a week or two ago? There was some massive, ridiculous one-year countdown festivities, which I'm sure millions of dollars were spent on, which is so ludicrous. And it happened, I think, in Richmond at the Oval. I guess that's the ice track or whatever. How crazy, people. People, it's the Olympics. It's exciting, but really, 1 year countdown? And then, you know, it's like Christmas. Then it gets here, and you're like, oh, it's over. That was it. I'm just such a realist lately. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a Debbie Downer. I don't know. But, you know, it's good. But really, do we have to go all out like that? All right. Okay. Anyways, my name is not Debbie Downer. My name's Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played until 8 o'clock. So from 6:30 till 8, I'm here every Wednesday night, minus the first Wednesday of each month. Well, they might be working on getting a show to alternate with me, but until then, I'm here. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM, and we are located on the campus here at UBC. So and speaking of which, there's, as I walked into the station, lining the campus, basically the streets and all over, there's some massive movie being filmed. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And but I've never seen so many trailers. I mean, really, I've lived in Vancouver now for 12 years. Yeah. And I mean, I've passed tons of movie shoots, but this is crazy. There were so many, trailers. I don't know, something big. Hopefully it's a good movie, because Vancouver is well known for crappy movies. Like the worst movies. Like, let's think, a lot of crappy Halle Berry movies are filmed here. Like, what was that one? Catwoman, Catgirl, that one. And you name it, it's just crap. They're Frankie and Johnny. I think that one was a crappy one, if it's even been released. Whatever. I am Debbie Downer, aren't I? Okay, let's move on. Okay, Frog Eyes. This is a band out of Victoria. The album was called Tears of the Valedictorian, and it was released in 07. I'm going to play us the song Caravan Breakers. They prey on the weak and the old. That's what they do. And this is Frog Eyes. You're listening to all of this on CITR 101.9 FM.
Smoke on the trail and I bet you're sick of hearing songs about the trailer. I'll sing a song about eyes and escapes. Oh, so bad from your jumping pound and pound with a crystal in our room in the early morning sad. Rain on the remnants of the corner to the stand. I know about the ladies and I know about the souls. I know to the basin with one crest in all. I saw the popular heat, yes, in the show. It's so bad, look what we had. Watch the money barrel with what's up. Burn the scene so sad. Ship to ship transfer. You're joking about it when I know what they was or when I knew what they really not. Watch as a ticket for say. So come and trail and I think you're sick of hearing songs on the trail and I see this all about
CITR, this is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your Friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to?